Top state and federal officials described the John W. Olver Transit Center as a hub for transportation, a catalyst for economic development, and a cutting-edge application of green technology. The three elements, they said, make it a fitting tribute to Olver's exemplary record of public service and his legacy to the region. Olver said he was truly humbled by what he called a great honor.
This project is truly a model for the rest of the country.
The building is the first zero-net energy transit center built in the country. It will be the operational hub for the Franklin Regional Transit Authority. The second floor is the new headquarters for the Franklin Regional Council of Governments. The crowded dedication ceremony was a reminder that Olver, who abhors self-promotion, has, through earmarks and appropriations, put his fingerprints on transportation projects all across the state.
I have enjoyed very much the work that I've been able to do, especially that period of years, but it's been steady, but the period of years that I was chair of the Appropriations Subcommittee for Transportation and Housing and Urban Development, you can see just a series of things that were possible to do all over. But I've helped in other parts of Massachusetts as well.
Olver, who is retiring in January after 44 years in elected office, joked that he'd always been careful when it came to attaching his name to something.
I thought that the name was very modestly put on the corner of the building, but I understand from several people who have mentioned that it has flashing lights at night. So,
the transit center, built on the site of a former car dealership, is powered by solar panels, heated by geothermal wells, has copper screens to keep heat out, sensor-controlled lighting, and, in the words of architect Charles Rose, all the bells and whistles they could think of.
So we've created a building that uses, in the course of a year, no more energy than it generates sustainably. So it's called a net zero or a zero net energy project. It's a self-contained, it has basically eliminated the carbon footprint in the operation of this building. It burns no fossil fuels.
The transit center was the first shovel-ready project started in Massachusetts in 2009 with $13 million from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. State officials said it resulted in 287 jobs. Administrator Peter Rogoff of the Federal Transit Administration said it was exactly the kind of project President Obama had in mind when he signed the economic stimulus bill. He said it's also an example of the president's strategy for dealing with gasoline prices.
More and more people are turning to transit across the country because it works for them. But if it's going to continue to work for them, we need to make investments in projects that keep that transit not just desirable but also reliable, so that they know that bus is going to come, they know that facility is going to be clean, they know that that train is going to connect with that bus on time.
Another federally funded project to refurbish the rail line between Springfield and the Vermont border will bring passenger trains to the new transit center in about 2 years. Reporting from Greenfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.